All right, we got to do meltdowns, Will. I'm going to let you go first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Now, Johnny, we talked about this in news that the, you know, people are going out to bars. It was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it was crowded.
Yeah.
And there's little old me on New Year's Eve, and I wasn't really planning on doing anything. You know, my friends are very cautious, and I didn't particularly want to go to a bar, go out. Number one, because it's New Year's Eve.
I didn't invite you to Motorworks, because I know that when you drink, you don't like to go far from home at all.
Yeah, I usually try to either stay home or drink by myself at home, or maybe go to a local place that's not crowded. I just don't do crowds very much anymore. Very rarely. So I'm thinking it's early in the evening. It's like 6:30. I go, I would like to go have a drink before things get too chaotic, too crazy. And let me find a place that's outside, because I don't want to take the risk of being inside in a small area. Even though I have the antibodies, still, it's still flu season. It's cold season. I want a place that's outside. So there's this little crap hole that's right around the corner from my house. And I go, that place is perfect. The clientele there, it's a neighborhood bar, and I live in a white trash neighborhood.
Hell yeah.
So it's going to be great. I'm going to go sit at the outside bar, have one drink, and then head back home. This is my plan. And I get there, I park in the parking lot, and I walk to the back where the outside open space bar and you know, seating area is. And I have the mask around my ear.
Right.
I don't have it on because I'm outside.
Yeah.
And I figured if in case I have to go in and pee or something, I'll bring it with me. And I go and I start walking by, and this older fella is just looking at me. He's got his mask on. He's sitting there watching the football game. And I kind of give him a head nod, and he goes, you know, it works better if you wear it.
Oh, no.
I went, yeah. I just kind of didn't say anything. I just kind of gave him a little, yeah, and then started walking. Now, I'm 15 feet away from where I will be sitting down at this point, and I can take the mask off. I don't even know if you, I don't know the rules. I don't know if you have to wear it when you're sitting. Like, maybe he was right that I could have put it on for the 15 feet and then taken it off.
I think Hillsborough, and maybe now Pinellas, it's at a bar. When you're sitting down, you could take it off.
Yeah. Okay. So, look, I was wrong then in that case.
Right.
But
it's confusing.
It's 15 feet, and then I can take it off again. And so I just went, and I also don't like the people who, I don't like the people who say, I ain't wearing it, it's my freedom. I'm not that guy either.
Right.
It's my freedoms, I don't gotta wear it. But I also hate the people who are school marms
Karen.
And shake their fingers at you and tell you that you need to wear, you need to leave me alone. That's what you need to do. And you see videos of that all the time now. So I see this guy, I'm sitting at the bar, this fella comes around the corner, hey man, what can I get for you? I go, I just have a Budweiser, please. He goes, okay. And I see this guy, the old guy who was yelling at me, scolding me.
Did he narc on you?
He came around and he goes, thanks for being compliant.
Wow.
And I went, okay. And he walks into the bar, and I figured, like, this guy must be a regular. If he has the audacity to just walk behind the bar and start talking to the bartender, they must know who he is. He must be a regular. And he's pointing at me to the lady and saying something. I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be a problem. Now, keep in mind, I'm at the bar now, and I can take my mask off.
Right.
That's it. And he comes out and tells a guy that asked me if I want a drink, he goes, no, don't serve him.
What?
Don't serve him. He won't wear a mask. Don't serve him.
What?
I'm like, who the F is this guy? I screamed it. And then they go, that's the owner.
Oh.
And I went, ah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, fair enough. And I just got up and left.
Oh,
but
man.
It's insane because he's scolding me. Johnny, he's yelling.
All he had to do,
and he's in my face now at this point, and he's yelling because I'm going, what the f is this guy? And then, who am I? You're breaking the law. You're putting my life at risk. And he's screaming at me, go, you need to stay 6 feet away from me. And then he goes, and he gets back a few feet, and
what
then
the
he starts
hell?
Yelling at me again.
All he had to do is say, hey, could you do me a favor? The rule, you know, and you would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have went, oh, geez. But
if he was nice about it.
If he was nice about it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this was not about me. This was something happened. He was upset.
Right.
He's a business owner in this crazy time.
It's tough.
Maybe he got fined.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what happened in his world. And I wanted to call this place out bad, but
mm-hmm.
I just.
But then you're as bad as they are.
Yeah,
if you
maybe
do that.
Maybe he's just having a bad day. Yeah. And I'll never go to this place ever again. Okay. That's for sure. It lost my business, and I go there maybe a couple times a year.
And
so
you're
it's
a
not
drunk.
Like,
I mean, they could have made a lot of money off of you.
I mean, I've definitely drank there a few times over the past few years, but. Yeah, it was just so weird. It was such a bizarre experience, and it was so enraging because I'm not the my freedoms guy. I am that guy a little bit, but look, I understand it's your business.
Yeah.
That's what the rules are.
Right.
Yeah, I'll do it. And you're right. If he would have said, hey, man, can I just get you to put it on till you sit down?
I don't want to get fined. Boom.
Because he's all around people in this courtyard that don't have masks on.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying about these rules. They're just arbitrary nonsense to make it seem, give the illusion that you're doing something, but you're doing nothing. If you're going out, you're taking the risk that you might get sick and die.
Right.
And it's funny because this lady called him over, and she's not wearing a mask, of course, but she's rubbing his back and saying, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's the victim here. I feel like I'm the victim in this whole thing.
Well, you're
a
customer. You're supposed to be treated better.
I mean, he doesn't have to treat me better, but like I said, I'll never be back.
Right.
You know, he definitely lost a customer, and I so bad wanted to call this place out, but it could be on the verge of shutting down, and maybe he's stressed out or whatever, but it was just insane. I mean, this is insanity. It really has driven
me. I mean,
people.
It was enough to, it bothered you. You texted me right after it happened.
Oh, man. Yeah, I texted everybody. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so mad. Oh. I mean, this guy was in my face, and I was like, am I going to have to punch an old guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be doing that.
Wayne Brady got to choke a bitch out.
Yeah, but I was like, I just couldn't believe the rage that, and that's when I knew, like, this can't be about this.
Maybe, yeah.
It can't be.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the rules are stupid. They're arbitrary. If you go out to a place, understand that you might die. That's the rules.
I might have a little meltdown. Mm. Maybe.
In 3, 2, 1. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right.
What happened?
Well, I mean, if you follow my social media, then you probably got the gist of it, Facebook and stuff. But, I'm not mad. So it's not like that kind of a meltdown. I feel free and liberated.
Oh.
Because I had something? I had something that was holding me back for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's because of my addiction. I am addicted to paying my bills. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm addicted to responsibility. Hate it, but I like it. So, and I'm not going to say it was all bad. I mean, I my day job that I was at for 12 and a half years. I got the job in 2008 when I was getting custody of Zane. Trying to save a marriage at the time and decided I can't do comedy on the road anymore. I can't do underground poker games. I have to get like a real legit job. So I got the job thinking it would be a bridge job, and I end up staying around for 12 and a half years. And on New Year's Day, on 1-1, I was done. I got fired on the first day of 2021, last Friday, because I stood up for myself and I did not want to miss my radio show. And when I showed up Friday, I was told that I was done. So I'll break it down. So Wednesday, I went in there. They're in a brand new room out there, Sarasota, which, by the way, a lot of employees aren't happy there, and they know it, because there's been a lot of crap that's happened over the last decade or so that just sucks, and people aren't treated like they should be treated, but you stick it out because it's a good job, and you can make good money. But man, so 10 days before Christmas, all the employees were told, we're closing down, and we'll be back after Christmas. I mean, everybody knew the move was happening, but didn't know the date. We never got a date. So there was no compensation. There was not even an apology. Nobody made money for 10 days right before Christmas. Didn't affect me that much. You know, I got this job. Leah's got a great job. But there's people there that are single, you know, parents. Probably hurt. No biggie. That's not why I got fired. So Wednesday, the place is short-staffed. They need dealers bad. One of the reasons, because people quit. They bail. They've lost so many good dealers. But I've stuck it out. Very loyal. Wednesday, we're very short-staffed. I dealt 10 hours straight with one 10-minute break. I didn't get a drink. I didn't get anything to eat. I had to use the bathroom for a long time, just held it. Well, at about 6 o'clock, I told the night manager, I said, look, I got to get out of here by 7:30, 8 o'clock, because I got to go do my radio show. It was our last show of the year. And he said, okay, well, you know, I'll see what I can do. And I said, well, if I have to take a point, which is like a sick day, is what you call a point in poker. Mm-hmm. I said, if I have to burn a point, I'll burn a point. But I really got to go. And I had points to burn. And so I've always been under the belief of, in the last 12 and a half years, if you needed to leave early, you just burn a point and leave early. Whether you're sick or if you got to go take care of your kids, whatever you got to use it for, you use it. So we're stuck. There's no dealers to replace anybody. So we're stuck in a rotation. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to F these guys. So I'm going to wait until the very last minute till somebody can replace me. So at 8:40, a table breaks and my buddy's dealing the table. And so now I know there's somebody that can take my spot so I can haul ass and get to the show. And I never understood why you wouldn't want me to be on the radio. Like, if you were my day job, like, why you wouldn't want to support that? I've given so much free plugs to the place over the last 7.5 years, not paid for. Just out of loyalty, just do it. I could probably get in trouble with sales, you know, as many free plugs as I've given. But never have I been given any leeway or any help in that regard. I've been late to so many. When I was on the BDRS, I was late so many times because I got held over. And I was like, you know what? I need this job. What am I going to do? You know, I just have to be late sometimes. I can't be late to this show. It's just you and I. I'm the host of the show. You know, it wasn't like with the BDRS back a few years ago. Mo could run the show. It's fine. So, you know, after, you know, 11 hours, somebody broke a table and I told the tournament director, I go, can you have him tap me out? If I don't leave right now, I'm going to miss it. And I said to him, if I get fired, I get fired. And he had me tapped out. I left. I came, barely made it, cracked the mic with 5 minutes to spare. And then I came in on Friday and was told I was fired.
So they let you come in.
They let me drive all the way there, man.
I think that might be an HR thing, though.
I don't know. I have no idea, but it's very annoying. It's a 130-mile round trip for me. So
yeah.
I got up. I took a shower. I got dressed. I drove all the way to the place. Walked in, clocked in, walked out. Got called over to in the middle of the poker room. Got called over and told that I was done.
But oh, I was done. They did it right in the middle of the crowd?
Not where people can hear me. And it wasn't a crowd. It was slow, you know. And I didn't make a scene. A lot of people thought my last day would be something dramatic. And maybe if it was a full room, I might have, you know, make an announcement on the way out or something. Because, you know, I like a lot of the players. You know, I like a lot of the employees. I'm going to miss a lot of those people. You know, they're there for 12 and a half years. You know, some of them I don't like. I'm not going to miss. You know, I'm be dead honest. There's some employees there I hope I never see again. There's some players I hope I never see again. Dead honest, you know. But there's more people that I will miss, more people that I like, you know. So, you know, I was basically told, you're done. And I'm like, really? You know, 12 and a half years, I'm done. Yeah, and I was told, you know, we can't run a business where dealers do whatever they want to do. I didn't do whatever I wanted to do. If I did what I wanted to do, I would have left at 6 and got something to eat and drink and, you know, and used the bathroom and changed my clothes. I stayed until the very last second that I could stay without missing my radio show. And that's the best I could do. And I was let go. So most people would be sad in that situation. Like, I don't have health insurance now until I figure it out. I don't have a day job. So most people would be very upset. I didn't know how I would be, honestly. Like, I've wanted to quit this place for a long time. Because I've just been miserable, like a lot of people. And I've had so many close friends that are great poker dealers that quit. They took the leap. Even if it hurt them financially, they went off and they did something that made them happier. But I was too much of a pussy. And I like getting a paycheck every week. I like, you know, living in a home, you know, and not a shanty. And I thought I would be sad. But it took about 2 hours after I got home, and I unbelievable sense of relief. Unbelievable. Like, liberated. Like, I can finally work on me. I can finally go off and be successful. And I had it in the back of my head for a long time. I had this little quote in the back of my head, like, if they get rid of me for some BS, they're going to force me to be successful. And now I feel like I think it's just so appropriate it happened on the first day of this year. Because now what did I say? I said when you were at my house, you know, Thanksgiving, I said, I think 2021, we're gonna bust some stuff up. Well, I really do. And that's not one of these fake ass New Year's resolutions things that you hear. This isn't some Kirkland's poster you're putting on your wall, live, laugh, love. No, this is real deal. Like, I really do feel like this is going to be a big, big year. Big year. Things are happening. And for them to let me go like that, which I've done things in the past that I probably should have got fired for. A lot of people do, you know? But I didn't think this was the one. I really didn't. And I just thought it was funny. You know, I mean, we went through a lot. I went through a lot of crap with that place. I mean, that place had bed bugs at one point. Players were getting bitten by bed bugs, and they knew it. You know, they had to have we had to close down for a day. They had to clean the whole place. I mean, a lot of bad stuff, man. A lot of bad stuff. I mean, back when I was coaching football, they wouldn't even let me coach. They switched my schedule without telling me, and I had to miss like two games. I couldn't even coach my football team because they wouldn't even give me a break on that. I used all my sick days. We used to have vacation days. They took those away for no reason. Didn't even tell us why. No reason. And when I have vacation days, I didn't take vacations. I used them to do radio events because they wouldn't let me have days off to do radio events. They wouldn't. They never, ever supported this venture. Never supported my stand-up venture. Not the current management ever. When I first started there, the guy that was managing the place, everybody thought he was a damn tyrant. And the guy would let me do stand-up. He let me go on the Counter Cruise and open for Ralphie May, who almost died that time. Like, and this guy was supposed to be a jerk. The guy, he was a sweetheart, and he ran an excellent room. He did. And, you know, I'm not going to miss the place. Sad. Be there that long. Now I don't have to drive all the way to Sarasota to not be appreciated. Good. Wherever I go and do next, I might be a big, fat, abrasive guy, but if you treat me right, I'm very loyal, and I'm very responsible.
It's been something that, you know, you've said, let them fire me for a long time.
Right.
Since I've known you, really.
Because I knew I didn't have the balls to just quit because I'm afraid
to
not make money.
Yeah.
Always. I moved out of my house when I was 17 years old. And I have worked and paid my bills since I was 17 years old. I've always paid my bills. I've always done things right. My first wife's mom pulled me to the side 3 years ago and said, look, I was hard on you back in the day. But one thing I could tell you, when you were with her, she never had to borrow money from me because you always paid the bills. Yeah, that's what I do. I pay the damn bills. And now I'm in a position where if I don't figure it out, Leah's paying the damn bills. I mean,
thank God she got Leah right now.
I mean, look, I will figure it out.
I know you will.
I will 100% figure it out. But, I mean, look, man, these people, and it breaks my heart because I've known some of them for 25 years. I mean, when 2015, I had blood clots in my leg. I went in the hospital. Nobody called and asked me if I was okay. I mean, that's a serious condition. I was quarantined three times during this pandemic, for close exposure to somebody with COVID. I was forced to go home for 2 weeks. We don't get paid for that. Guess what? The dealers at the horse track, when they go home for quarantine, they get paid. You know what I mean? They take care of their people. You know, there's just ways you could treat people. It's just very sad. When I chopped my fingers off, when I got COVID-19, when we were home sick with COVID-19, I was very sick. I didn't even get a text message to ask me if I needed anything or if I was okay. I mean, I spent a chunk of my life in the place.
Yeah, it's a shame. I have a day job, a day gig that is, they're like my family.
Right.
I love the people that I work for. And it makes it, I mean, I want them to succeed just because I care about them.
Right.
You know, and treating people right is really important.
Yes.
You know, if you run a business. Especially.
Well, you know, some people are treated right now, but some people aren't. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry it has to be that way. I mean, it really does suck. And here's the thing, and I'm not, like, trying to sound cocky here. I'm a good dealer. I'm a very good poker dealer. I've been doing it for a long-ass time at every level you can think of. I mean, I trained dealers at the World Series of Poker when I lived in Vegas. I dealt games where sheiks are walking in with suitcases full of money, you know, $50,000 bets at a time. I can deal any game in the world. I'm a good dealer. And although, you know, I yuck it up a little bit on the tables, that's part of why the players like me. Because I'm me on the table. And that's gone now. Because I didn't, you know, because I waited 11 hours for somebody to replace me and ran home to do my radio show so that 12,000 to 15,000 people got to hear our show. And you know what? When I went out and I went and had drinks with those veterans on Saturday night and 78-year-old Bob told me how much he loves our show and listens every damn night, I was like, you know what? I'm glad they fired me because I went home that night. I went home for Bob. I went home for Mike. I went home for Deccas. I went home for all these people that listen to us every single night. And I'll find another job. But I'm never, ever going to be put in a position to where I'm going to be afraid to get fired because I'm doing the right thing. And that sucks. And I'm sorry for the players. I'm getting, you know how many people have reached out to me in the last 2 days? Players that play in that room every single day? They're not happy about it. Dealers that still work there? Not happy about it. I mean, if they could fire me, they could fire anybody. Maybe that's what they wanted. They wanted to make a statement to all their employees,
yeah.
Keep them scared, because they love to do that. They love to put fear in people. So, good luck out there, guys. Good luck. Farewell party this Saturday, 88 Live, Bradenton. We have full phones. You want to go late?
Sure.
I don't have a job tomorrow. Yeah. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B.
What's up?
Big Willie Coons in the house.
That's true. Yep. What's happening?
Well, I listen all the time. I've never been compelled to call, but God damn it, Johnny B, I love your passion. And yes, you broke the albatross off your neck. And the drive was killing you.
Yeah.
2021, you put a stamp on it, bro. No, seriously. And I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Better times ahead. Peace out.
Word up. Thanks.
Cheers,
buddy.
Man. Thanks, man.
Well said, man. 12 and a half years I drove that round trip, dude.
And that is insane. I mean, I've driven to your house from St. Pete, and I'm like, I can't believe you make the drive here to the station every day.
I mean,
it is a long drive.
If that doesn't show my work ethic, I don't know what you want from me. I've worked 2 jobs for 7.5 years.
You're getting an oil change a month.
Jeez, man.
Because you have to by the miles you put on your car.
I raised my son, you know, with because of that drive. It helped me raise my son. You know, he's in college now. I'm very happy that I did it. Like, I don't regret all the hard work I did. I regret not working for somebody that don't appreciate me. You know what I mean? And didn't utilize me. I mean, like, instead of, you know, trying to, you know, keep me from my radio shows, use me. Like, I told them so many times, if you guys want to advertise, I'll go to sales and I'll tell them I don't want a talent fee. I don't want a talent fee. I just want to support the poker room. Like, let's have a tournament here once a week. I won't take a talent fee. There's nobody that works here that would do that. And it's not going to do me any good. I'm just trying to help out. I'm trying to be loyal. Jeez.